From WGVU Public Media, this is Powerful Women Let's Talk. Conversations with women making an impact in West Michigan. Stay connected to Powerful Women. Please like and subscribe.
Hi there, I'm Jennifer Moss, and welcome to a special edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. It's special because it's Women's History Month, and we have a great lineup of powerful women that we're talking to for the month. And today I have the pleasure of one of our younger powerful women making her mark in our community. I'm happy to welcome Tanya Moyer.
Hello. Thank you, Tanya, so much for having me.
So Tanya is an engineer, entrepreneur, farmer, and environmental steward who designs systems that work across business, land, and community. Again, thanking you for joining us for Powerful Women. We're going to start, though, with something that is, to me, one of the most inspiring and interesting things that I've seen. And I've actually seen it. And that is that you are the owner, the founder, and developer of your family-run business, Black Queen Bee Honey.
Yes, that's right. I am the founder of Black Queen Bee.
So let's talk about this. And for full disclosure, this is not our first time meeting. I spoke with you for one of our shows, the PBS Mutually Inclusive Television Broadcast, and we filmed your operation there on your kind of your home farm,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell me about your business and how you got that started, because I still find it amazing. We'll talk about me and the bees in a
okay.
minute, but I still find the idea that you have a home farm, but you're harvesting honey, and you've got quite the business going on.
Yes, yeah. So we decided to buy a home that had several acres on it so that our kids can go out there and have some fun and roam free. And someone suggested bees to us. And at the time, we were consuming a lot of honey. And I figure, why not? And I went online, took a free online course for caring for bees. And the next thing I know, I'm ordering two beehives and bees. And over the years, we've doubled our hives every single year. So now we're up to 18 thriving colonies in our backyard.
That is absolutely amazing. And again, family run honey business, rooted in sustainability, education, and pollinator advocacy. And you are the only Black beekeeper in the region.
That's right. Yep, I am the only. And that's surprising to hear. But we've done our research and found out, yeah, I'm the only one out here. But I am training new people. And so there are bee enthusiasts who are learning how to do beekeeping, but they may have one hive on their property, but I am the sole or the only beekeeper, Black female beekeeper on this side of Michigan. So,
and this started again, you wanted to also potentially educate your children about sustainability, about creating or having your own food, because you actually have a farm, so you have chickens and other animals.
Yes, right? Yes, we do have. I think we started off with chickens initially, and then we grew into bees. We're pausing on the goat for right now. The part of this, my grandfather farmed and he lived out in Sparta. But when he bought property over on Logan in Dunham, he had a small garden in his backyard, and that was something that I always wanted to have, a garden in my backyard. And so whatever house I have, it's just grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And then learning that our bees actually partner with our gardeners, they help to pollinate our plants. And so those are things that I've learned just over the years. I stumbled into this hobby, and now I'm learning so much more about how we can partner with our pollinators, in specifically our bees. That's something that I want my kids to learn. And so we teach that when people come out and do tours. We teach them about how they can partner with pollinators, how they can stop using pesticides. That's something that we try to educate people on. And then there's this fear of bees, period. So people, just almost as much as they don't like to go to the dentist, people are very afraid of bees. And so there's only a couple, there aren't a whole lot of bees that actually go out there and sting people on purpose. Many of them, if you don't bother them, they won't bother you. And so we try to teach or educate people when they come to our property about that.
Yeah, because the tours are big. Students come, adults come, mm-hmm. families come. And again, it's that education process. I had to get educated because yes. now the good news is that you have the full on bee suit.
Yes.
The full
yes.
white bee suit. And yes. I was still, it took me a minute to adjust
yes.
to the fact that bees literally, because when I saw the bees on the other people, I'm like, if they're on them, that means they're probably on my back
right.
too, right?
Yeah.
And they were. But it actually became quite calming mm-hmm. when you hear the sound. I mean, and so there are people talk about that too,
yes.
right? I mean, once you get acclimated to
yes.
that, the experience, but then, and in watching them at the hives.
Yes. So bees are fascinating to just in general. And that hum is, there's a whole movement now that I'm learning where people sleep with bees. So there are people who will put beehives on a bed and people will sleep underneath there. And the vibrations that they have are supposed to relax people. This is all new to me. I'm learning all this.
You see the look? I mean, no one can see how I'm like, really, people? What?
I'm learning this
now. What are we saying?
But I tell people when they put those bee suits on, because there are still people who are fearful before they go out there to hang with the bees. They're still afraid. And so if you've ever gone snorkeling before, that putting your face in the water and still being able to breathe is a little bit of a shock. And as soon as people put their face under the water and they're breathing, you can hear yourself, and then you can hear yourself laughing and you're going, okay, I can breathe underwater. This is okay. It's the same thing with the bees, where after a little bit, we teach people to do the deep breathing sometimes they have to do it a few times.
Yes.
But people will do that deep breathing and then you don't even notice it anymore. It's just a hum. It's like white noise in the background. And then people get out there, they just sit down and do some meditations. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
It is. It can become very relaxing. Again, once you adjust, it took
yes.
me a minute. So what is special again about making the honey? Because you have turned that into more than just education. You have turned this into a business that actually is doing quite well.
Yes. So when we started off with our honey, it was really just for our family. And then it just grew and grew where, can I get some honey? Can I get some honey? It was just, you know, family, and then it became friends, and then it became, okay, I think we have a business here now. And so as there became more demand for honey, we continued to increase the amount of hives and bees that we kept in our backyard. And even stumbling into the bee tours, somebody heard about it and went, can we come and look? And so we only had maybe 3 bee suits. And so we had a small group of students coming in. They were rotating through using the different bee suits. And so we've done a couple of pitch competitions, asking for additional funding, adding on to having more hive or more bee suits so that people can come out and do our tours. And so now our bee or our honey, people have asked for more honey and given us ideas for how to infuse our honey. Mm-hmm. So now we offer a lavender honey or a lemon honey. We have our cinnamon, our garlic, and we have a hot, and we have a fire too for people who don't like taste buds. We have a fire honey as well. So,
and this is all, you know, when you think about it, you've taken that process and you've made a business out of it, because quite frankly, you have a full-time job. I mean,
yes.
this, you do that while being a mom, while doing your actual day job, mm-hmm. right? Because you're an industrial engineer.
Yes. 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 So I work currently full time. I'm at Mary Freebed. I'm loving the organization that I'm working for. But this is where the community and the family comes into play in being able to run operations for our business. So we have some people who have come to do bee tours and they love it so much. They either come in loving bees, or after they've been there, they go, I want to help. I want to do more. How can I partner? How can I volunteer? And so we've acquired new volunteers to help us out every single season. People want to learn more. They want to know how they can do it. And so what started with just myself really out there with the bees is now a family-run business. Parents, my parents are involved, the kids are involved. Even if they didn't want to be in the beginning, now my daughter's at Michigan State for plant science. So I think some of this is rubbing off on all the kids. And my son just graduated in film and media. So he's doing a lot of the filming, doing some of our social media. So everybody's playing a role. They help us with our chickens. You know, when people want to come and do a tour, we're trying to incorporate all of the natural vegetation and having my daughter be a part of that. And we're partnering with different people from the community as well. So there are individuals who are dedicated to us planting native plants just in the city and educating the importance of doing that. We want to bring that into our farm and partner or marry that with the supporting the pollinators, all pollinators.
Okay. Yeah. And again, a family-run thing, but as you noted, you've got your degree in industrial engineering. You also hold an MBA in global leadership from Cornerstone. And this is the part, I did peruse your bio, and you are a Six Sigma Master Black Belt.
Yes.
And we're going to stop the press on that because this is not martial arts.
No, it is not.
That we're talking about. Tell us about Six Sigma.
Okay. So Six Sigma, I'm a Six Sigma Master Black Belt, and that's really just fancy talk for saying that I really know how to look at data, and I know a little bit about statistics, and so that's something that I teach, and it's just about how do we make our process perfect. So being an industrial engineer, it's about how can we make our processes work well, better, faster, turnover better quality, and so it's always about continuously improving. And that's the line of work that I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. And so I try to bring that into the Black Queen Bee business. I don't know that I can actually turn it off. So wherever I'm going, I'm always trying to see how we can improve this.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. And you're also a published children's book author.
Yes.
Of Jesus Power.
Yes.
You're a rental property investor and a hands-on farmer, as we talked about, and to committed to land stewardship. You're serving on boards. Doing a whole lot.
Yes.
One of the statements you had is that your work blends process improvement with purpose, challenging broken systems, and empowering people closest to the work to lead change. What does that mean to you?
That's a good question. I think it means a lot of different things. So part of it is with the farming component. Mm-hmm. If for people to be able to see a Black woman, farmer, entrepreneur, the farming aspect has been almost erased Black farmers. You don't get to hear about a lot of Black farmers. And so part of it is about representation and providing a space for other people, other entrepreneurs, other businesses. And so one of the things that Black Queen Bee is doing, we have over three acres of land. We're trying to build a community calendar so that people can come to the farm and partner with other businesses. So we've met people who want to do forest bathing. I had never even heard of what forest bathing was, but we have forest space. You know, why not go ahead and do it on our property?
Do tell.
Right.
So what is that?
It's really about being in nature. It's going out and really meditating outside in nature, listening, journaling, sitting, grounding.
Absorbing
all of the above. Mm-hmm. Things that I had never even heard of, but I'm going, I have the property. There are people who are interested in doing that. It's local and people have access. They can have easy access to our property. And so why not do the forest bathing on our property? I met a young lady who has her own landscaping company, but, you know, lives in Grand Rapids, doesn't have a lot of land, but wants to teach clinics. You can do that right on my property. Go ahead and do that. I have one of my volunteers is an LPN, and she is so passionate, number one, about bees, but also passionate about alternative ways of healing yourself, you know, and she just has a gift for people and wanting to teach people. You can do that right there on our property. And so part of that is in empowering other people and giving people the space and the opportunity to be able to grow and to educate our community. So that's really a way of, that's really kind of what I mean by by that.
And fostering new business as well.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Kind of partnering, as you said, partnerships along the way. So, and above all, you say you're a mother of three beautiful children, as you mentioned, that first generation college graduate. And you said you believe that Women's History Month is not only about honoring the women who came before, but about building those systems. So as you kind of are mentioning, businesses and communities that make it easier for the next generation to lead boldly. What does that look like to you when you say to open those doors? You talked about it a little bit, but when you look at Women's History Month and stating honoring those that came before, but also building those new systems.
I think we're starting to see, at least I am starting to see, the mom and pop and the family-owned businesses kind of dwindle, and I'd love to see them come back. What we're seeing is a lot of corporations buying out, and then it's the big guys now who are owning and running everything. And I think we miss out on that, at least females, women, family-owned companies. I would love to see my kids take on Black Queen Bee, right? I would love to be able to pass that on to them, or even to create an avenue for them to build their own businesses and companies and have other people working with and for them, and for them to continue to do that. I would love for all of us to have a piece of the pie instead of one person owning it. So I think that's what that means for me.
Are you excited about the future and what is coming? Because you've got a lot of different areas and elements. No, really, going on between bringing people in to do different businesses on your property, continuing on with Black Queen Bee Honey, and then just doing your other work. Excited about the future?
I am very excited about the future. I think in the last few years, typically I'm a planner. So it's about what's the 3-year, what's the 5-year, what's the 10-year plan? And I think I'm just taking it year by year. I'm loving how every year is changing and growing. The same thing for bees. I learn something new about bees every single year. And I'm like, I got to add this to my tours. I got to add this to the education. So nothing really is staying the same. The vision that I had last year is a little bit different than the year before. And so I'm a little bit more relaxed and in having a different vision every single year, or even every 6 months. It's just looking different, and I'm just taking the bull by the horns, and I'm just keeping riding.
So, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And keep doing that.
Yeah.
Tanya Moyer, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us for this special edition of Powerful Women. And of course, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm Jennifer Moss, and this is Powerful Women. Let's talk.
Powerful Women Let's Talk is a production of WGVU Public Media. Episodes available at wgvunews.org and on Apple and Spotify. Please like and subscribe.